You liked it.
Did you hear Louis' new set?
No, I refuse to listen to it, Matt. I would never. There's nothing funny about Matt. There's nothing funny about school shooting victims. And I think it's disgusting that you
did he talk about school shooting victims? Oh my god, yeah, that was hilarious.
That's the whole reason everyone's upset about it.
Is it? He talks about retarded people pretty heavily. He gets
one cares.
Oh, the school shooting bit was awesome.
The thing they're upset about is Parkland.
About how, like, so fucking what? In the set, he goes, what are you going to do? He's Rocky Six, dude. He goes, what are you gonna take from me? I got nothing.
Breaking out the impressions? Your Rocky is just a retarded guy.
I got nothing. Yeah, so I fucking...
That's Rocky Six.
It's Rocky.
Hey, Rocky. Come on, try to hit me.
They should remake that about a retarded guy they let win.
I think that's what Rocky was. It was definitely a retarded guy. That's like,
everyone's like, yay.
You don't think I can do it? It's just a retarded guy. They're like, you just shouldn't. You shouldn't do it.
Fuck.
I saw Creed 2. Not a big fan of Rocky in that. I liked Creed 2 a lot.
He's a fucking freak.
But he's like, he wrote it, right? Didn't he write it?
Yeah.
Maybe not Creed 2, but he makes his character...
He wrote the original ones.
He makes his character such like a humble... I know. Just a hard-working Philly, humble guy. He's like, I took the train here. It took 2 days. It was
pretty
nice.
Yeah, it's weird. People getting off on that.
He's like, I like watching the
scenery. Bruce Springsteen made a whole career out of it.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm a mechanic. I want to fuck your daughter. I'm from the wrong side of the track, sir.
Fuck this denim suit. I'm gonna fuck your daughter.
Please leave your house so I can kick my cig to the curb and fuck your daughter.
I've been working at the plant too long. I'm gonna fuck your daughter.
I might let her finger my ass. That was Lane Springsteen.
I never liked Springsteen.
Oh, little daddy, where's your boy at? Oh, that's fucked up. I'm on fire. Did you hear that song he sings?
No.
Literally, it's, oh, little girl, is your daddy home? I'm going away and leave you all alone. Did I mention I have the median poverty income line?
What's really funny is there's a bunch of dads that left their kids at home to go see the concert. They're like, wait, what? Wait, what? What
just a hologram of him, like, did I tell you how I make 42,000?
Starts glitching a little. They're like, oh, God, honey, get the car. Bruce is at the house. He's fucking our kids.
Did I mention my silver package for healthcare?
They won't cut out my hemorrhoid because I got the poor.
Who are they kidding? The Obama site is bullshit. Very unuser friendly.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Unuser friendly. Goddamn computers.
Of course, it's him like, blah, 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 blah. Sorry, I was eating your daughter's pussy. I know you don't like me, old man. Fuck, I love Bruce Springsteen. I basically only listen now to like introspective badass music. It's like, Morning, that song, fucking Pirate at 40, all that shit. That's all I listen to.
It sucks. I've always hated that. Always hated Bon Jovi. Hated Bruce Springsteen.
Nah, dude. I like introspective badass. Like, another day, another road, and I turn the page.
I listened to, you ever listen to, obviously, Rush, Working Man?
I don't think I have. I didn't catch my... I guarantee I've heard it before, but I can't say that I can, like...
Try to call me the working man.
No, I definitely didn't hear that then.
Hey, that's what I am. Well, Carhartt, I think, did a commercial where they played that.
Rush got paid.
Dudes working.
Fuck yeah.
But it's kind of like Born in the USA. It's like, this isn't about the work... It's not glorifying the working man. It's calling him a fucking moron.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Lenin's working class hero.
Yeah, it's Born in the USA, where he's like... Town's a piece of shit.
I'm going to fuck your daughter. Vietnam is bullshit.
I'm going to Vietnam to fuck their daughters.
So that was like an ironic working class song. And
I think so.
And that
makes sense. They show dudes like lacing up their fucking boots and getting to work. And the song's like, I work 9 to 5 and my life sucks.
Apparently the band...
Well, the hardworking dudes love that narrative.
Who sang Bang on the Drum All Day? Was that Bachman Turner Overdrive? Todd Rundgren, apparently, is from Upper Darby, and he's a true working man rocker. He would, like, work the coal mine and play songs. All his songs were like, I don't want to play, or whatever. Like, that was the shit he sang. People were like, fuck yeah, dude, this rocks.
Yeah, the working man does love those anthems.
For sure.
Of like, I work so hard and I provide for my family. Definitely. And then I break into my neighbor's house and eat his daughter's pussy.
That's, well, the country music is just that without fucking your daughter.
Yeah.
Just like, we were home.
I love my friends and God. And then, I mean, should we get into it?
What?
I ran into somebody this week.
Who?
His name's Joe Rogan, dude.
Oh, my God, dude. Holy shit.
Wow.
I thought you were saying, you pointed over here. I was like, Michuli? I thought Joe, he's in North Dakota.
Joe fucking Rogies, dude.
Jesus, dude.
I sat in, saw the God operate.
He must be off the hook, dude.
His neck. That's all I could look at was how fucking thick his fucking head is.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that guy's the man.
Did you see, the Instagram comments were so fucking funny from the one guy from your picture. The one guy's like, don't you guys talk shit on him all the time?
Oh, shit, really? Yeah, the Instagram comments were like, oh, shit, are you in L.A.? Did you do JREs? No, dude, I was a fan. I watched him, basically.
No, you should be like, yeah.
I know.
Look out for the episode.
I left it a little vague. I was like, nah, just chilling with Rogan, dude. You know me.
I don't really want to call it like a podcast episode but
no, he did Kumia's show, and
yeah.
I just sat there with Tommy.
Was he funny? Was he funny on the episode?
Yeah, he was exactly.
He was just like,
bring up that video of these wolves. I was sitting there like, oh my God, this guy is fucking exactly who he is. Yeah, I had a real bitch opportunity. So the guy who runs Compound Media was like, hey, Rogan's going to be here on Friday if you want to stop by. And I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
He didn't tell Tommy.
Huh?
I could have fucking sneaked Tommy out of it.
Oh, my God.
I could have.
He'd been so mad.
I know. And then post a picture with Rogan. Oh. Just me and Rogan.
Oh.
Yeah, that would have been such a bitch.
I was going to Photoshop Tommy and put my face on his face.
Shut up, dude. Oh, fuck. But yeah, that was, I was so happy meeting that
guy. Dude, that must have been so funny.
Yeah, it was awesome.
He just gave you a fucking hot what's up.
High five, fucking, what do you guys do? Awesome.
Damn,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, dude.
That's fucking sick.
Rogan's the God. I mean, I talked to him for 30 seconds.
Didn't ask him.
What, if he was compromised?
You didn't ask him?
Thought about it.
Dude, you should have
Well, the guy who ran Compound Media took the picture, so like...
He probably had. Someone
asked
him. I
didn't want to be a huge dickhead in front of basically my boss. Be like, yo, I heard you were compromised.
Now, Rogan is the fucking man.
Yeah. He was, I mean.
I just wonder. I do still hold out my wonderings.
He was saying things that, like, he was saying, like, kind of motivating things where I was sitting there like, all right, man. I'm a fucking loser.
Did you ever hear him and Aubrey Marcus, I think, is a guy who co-owns On It, whatever. They're a supplement sports company. When they do a podcast together, it's just like, it's straight up motivation 101, dude. Thug motivation.
They were like, oh, so you smoke weed. Basically, they're like, you get high every day. Mm-hmm. He was like, yeah. And they were like, don't you feel like lazy when you do that? And he's like, nah, that's just, he's like, weed motivates me. He's like, because then I start thinking like, I don't want to be a loser. So I work hard. He's like, lazy, that's just lazy. That's not the weed. You're just lazy. I was sitting in the fucking couch wearing a fucking tracksuit dipping. I was like, all right, man. It's this guy's problem. And then he was like, I can't believe people smoke. He's like, what kind of, like, it just kills you. Like
smoke cigarettes, you're saying?
Yeah, and I was sitting there dipping, like.
All right.
There's nothing wrong with this, Joe. Well, fucking chill, man. What, you want to live forever, you idiot?
Yeah, dude. He actually does.
Yeah, he definitely does.
Well, that's a funny, that idea where people pay all that money to be like cryogenically frozen and they're like, all right, and then like they're going to get the technology down. It's like, yeah, that's assuming like this fuck, like the country doesn't collapse in fucking 150 years.
Yeah.
So just because the science exists doesn't mean like.
And then anyone's going to want to bring you back.
That's the truth, too.
Like, anyone's going to be like, we're going to bring this guy back?
Yeah.
Yeah, bring back Rogies? All I did was Fear Factor and UFC. Nobody in the future is going to be like, we need this guy.
I know. Well, it's just funny to think
him
that,
and
like,
Ted Williams.
It's just, yeah, it's funny to think that, like, in 100 years, you're going to be like, all right, like, that company's going to exist.
Yeah, bring back.
The infrastructure is going to exist. Yeah. Like, all right, as promised, like, my great, great, great grandfather had, and they're like, who? And you're like, I don't know, some dude
some
at a podcast.
Some fucking guy. I have no idea who he is.
He paid a fucking $1 million. Yeah. I'm like, dude, just fucking.
Like, back then, that was a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Rogies is, you know. That was a cool thing.
I'm telling you, dude, he's one of the few people I'd be stoked to meet.
Yeah.
It's Rogies, Neil Young.
Be real.
I'm gonna say be real.
I'm gonna make an effort to meet Be Real now.
You have which to.
Probably wouldn't be that hard.
You can meet Be Real.
His net worth is like $7 million.
You looked it up.
Yeah,
that's sick. That's a really sick net worth though.
$7 million for
that's the just perfect a amount of money.
50-year-old rapper.
It's a perfect amount of money. Yeah. Too if you people that get into having like $500 million, it's too much, man. It's too much of a headache. Having $7 million
and just being the man.
That's sick, dude. That's perfect.
I can't get over this fucking tracksuit he was wearing. It's just chubby. He looked like he just dad bod without, you know, that's corny to say, but that's what he had. And then he was up there like his motions were fucking sick.
I mean, he's been practicing forever.
He was so fucking
that guy's
cool.
Been practicing being sick for 30 years, maybe?
Yeah.
Guy's been professionally sick for 30 years.
It's paying off.
Of course, dude.
And then he fucking hit the drums at one point.
He can fucking hit the skins.
I was like, oh my god,
he can hit the skins.
Yeah,
fuck, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I love how it's been 20 years of him just refining his sick technique, and he was just like, oh yeah, I'll just roll a 5-foot blunt, dude, and smoke it with everyone. We're fucked up. Yeah. We're real fucked up. That's what for I try sure. to stress people. I'm like, we're real fucked up.
Yeah, that's that JP.
It's true though.
Of course,
we're totally irrational and yeah, fucked
absolutely.
Up. And half of what we're doing, we don't know why.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing. People are like, oh, it's bullshit. It's like, all right. Don't eat unhealthy food for a year.
No.
You can't. You can't fucking not do it. I see sugar and I'm eating it before I know what it. I'm like, ah, fuck. Why did I pour myself that? Why did I pour myself a bowl of cereal? I'll be like, I'm like today, my mom had Smashmallows. They're like these weird marshmallow things, like candy. I looked at it, I'm like, I'm not eating that. Dude, I ate two. Just before I knew what was happening, I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's.
I see that and I'm like, and my brain's like energy. And I'm like.
Yeah. Yeah, I try not to get into that because it's
pointless. I mean, I'm way into it, dude.
I get weird about the like a brain. Brains are like it names itself.
Yeah.
That's you. You're just an organ.
Yeah, it's pretty
entirely
terrifying.
You're just that brain. That's weird.
I had a weird Whoa. Couple days. Whoa. I had a weird couple Whoa. Days where I thought of the fact that we were just kind of like just pure animals and our brains are a whole different organism that's yeah. somehow attached to us. And they're just like, go do this, go do that. I'm like, yeah, oh, yeah, God. Yeah. So I had a couple days where I was tripping on that.
You were Jay Rogan.
I was. Well, I stay
is,
Jay Rogan.
This is a hard
dude.
Jay Rogan episode.
We stay Jay Rogan. You met him, dude. It fucking
yeah, I mean, it
rubbed off on
yeah.
us.
As soon as I met him, I went and bought a tracksuit.
We got Twinkle and Stardust, dude.
I get fucking a sick. I'm wearing it right now. All Adidas. Brand new Adidas sneakers. Adidas. Track pants, fucking Adidas. I don't know why. I was walking home. I was like, I'm gonna fucking, I'll treat myself, dude. I just met Rogies.
You had it, dude.
That was, it was cool because, ah, never mind. This is gonna,
what?
Nah. That's that was just, one of those things, like, I told Kyla about it. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm gonna meet him.
That's pretty tight.
It's one of those things where, like, and I'm gonna meet Burr, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna meet Louie.
You'll meet Burr and Louie.
It's cool to be, like, watching it and be like, I'm excited to meet them.
Bam, and yeah, that is tight.
You know
dude.
What I mean?
Yeah, hell
like,
yeah.
That's kind of like, it was, not that I really got to hang out with them at all, but.
You fucking met Rogies.
It's a cool goal to be like.
It's a hard dude. To, that's a him. Hard dude to encounter.
Yeah.
He's not like a lot of, you know, any headlining comic you can kind of catch. You know, if you're doing stand-up, you can catch him at Helium.
Yeah.
Rogies is a tough motherfucker to get hold of.
Rogies for sure. Burr, I think, will be tough.
They'll
miss,
be elusive.
Miss an opportunity.
You got to start meeting these comedians. With you got to keep a Pokeball with you, dude. When you meet them, as fucking.
Yeah, that's what I was. Fuck, I was saying that to Claire. I was like, these dude, I just met a Charizard. I just caught a Charizard, dude.
Oh,
that's
for
a
sure,
rare
dude.
Bird. I just
for
caught.
Sure, dude.
Louis will be fun. I'm excited to
that'll be
meet
tight.
That god. Dude.
That'll be. There's only a handful of people, like I said, I'd be excited to meet.
Matt Rock.
Chris Rock is fucking sick.
Yeah, just if you go to the cellar,
you can see these bulls.
Yeah,
that's
they'll
true.
Be there.
Yeah. That's tight.
Yeah, that's just my life now, dude. I'm so
dude,
fucking...
that's sick to go meet Rogies and be like, I need new clothes. Fucking, I just need new clothes, dude.
I was, yeah, it was cool, man.
That is tight.
Seeing him sit there and watching him do that podcast was like,
yeah, it must be. Well, he's cool. Done 1,000 fucking podcasts, dude.
He just sat there and was like, bring up that video of wolves. And I was like, yes, dude, do it. He brought up a video of bears ripping apart wolves. I was like, nice, thanks, man.
Thanks for the fucking...
It was hard to watch, dude. It's a dog. And the other wolves were trying to help the wolf. It was fucked up.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, it was a zoo in Holland. They kept wolves and bears in an enclosure.
I mean, imagine
and
hopping
they were good
in...
together for a while, and then the bears finally ripped apart these wolves. It's fucked up.
It's fucked up, too, because imagine just, like, the Joe Rogan brain in the float tank, dude. It's got to be fucking terrifying.
Joe Rogan's thoughts?
Go to the next float tank next to him and plug the Matrix thing into your head while he's in there. It would just be like, It's just nothing but fucking, like, the circle of life and fucking the food chain.
They hit him with that during the thing. They're like, well, you just kind of recently started smoking weed, right?
That's so funny.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I started when I was 30. It's like, yeah, that's why you're getting these eighth grade thoughts now.
That's
they didn't say that, but that's my thought of Rogan with his, like...
Yeah.
There's his, like, first Netflix special. The one that he put out way before Netflix was even a thing.
Yeah.
Which is pretty incredible.
Yeah, he's been on the fucking cutting edge. Well, you know, he ordered like a bunch of DMT off the internet like a long time ago before
people knew
what it was and just smoked it. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he's fucking... The fact that he did a Netflix special a long time ago. But in the beginning, he's in a limo. I think I've talked about this. He's in a limo on the way to the show, and he's like, we're just a virus on this planet, man.
Dude,
I'm like, bro, you are a fucking eighth grader smoking weed.
Yeah, man. He did
just got weed.
Shiny hat. One of his specials was just him like, we should just drop weed on the Middle East. And it was just like, I remember seeing it being like... SMH, dude. I was 25.
They have heroin, dude. That's not going to help. They
have
the most chill drug.
I was 25 at the time being like, God damn. Like, I had a fucking solid decade of smoking weed under my belt at this point. And I was like, did this guy just start fucking smoking weed or something? Dude, when you first start smoking weed, I remember for the first, like, 2 weeks, like, you look at everything, you're like, I could probably smoke weed out of that. Man, I can't wait to smoke weed again. Damn, dude. Want to know a sick thing I thought? It's so fucking funny.
Yeah, that weed thought process is very different.
Yeah.
Like, totally different.
Stoner brain,
it feels like you're somebody else. Like,
I all these suffered are from...
Totally different thoughts than I'm ever normally having.
Yeah, I suffered from, like,
it's
a
weird.
Decade of stoner, like, a decade of heavy stoner brain. There's, like, a blob of light around them. If I focus on a single person in a crowd for, like, a real long time, my vision black goes black and white, and then the one person I'm looking at's in color.
Oh, it's like Schindler's List.
Was that what happens?
At one point.
What?
It's just the only color in the movie is this... Girl, this little girl with red hair, or with a red jacket. Yeah,
was she a Nazi?
No, she was a young Jew. And Schindler saw her and was like, "Damn, that's sad."
Oh, Schindler wasn't about. Fucking...
Schindler was just up on it with his bitch on his horse.
Just taking what was
they
his
were
list?
On a nice horse ride.
What is list comprised of?
Jews.
Really?
Yeah, he was like, "Here's a list of people I need to work for me," and he would save them.
Ah, that was nice of him.
Yeah, Schindler was the man.
It's nice as Schindler.
Yeah. Played by Liam Neeson.
Really?
Notably large hog, I've heard.
Yo, dude, I'm stoked on that.
I don't know if we should spill the tea on this, but...
What, about fucking Liam Neeson?
Or you want to talk Tenises?
I can't do that.
Tenis Alba, dude.
I can't do it to him, man.
Yeah,
dude.
True.
I can't fucking...
We can't talk Tenis.
We can't talk
You never talk another man's Tenis.
True.
You never
Although,
bring
plus,
up a,
I'd have to see it for myself.
It doesn't seem to make sense.
That's something women will do sometimes. They want to start a tenis rumor. They get mad, and they're like, me as a tenis.
Oh, man, there's nothing worse than your fucking, your bae calling you a tenis. Mm. Calling out your tenis, being like, look at that little tenis.
Or you break up, starts a little tenis rumor about you, and you're
then
like...
Then there's a tenis rumor flying.
Yeah, dude.
And you got to shut that down. You got to be like, listen, I don't have a fucking tenis.
I don't have a tenis. It's fucking average. It's not a tenis. Yeah, dude, I've seen
it's girls, not a tenis.
I've seen girls pull that move.
Really?
Break up like little dick. It's like,
yeah, it's always like,
you just
okay.
dated him for 6 months. Like now you're complaining about his dick. It's like he doesn't like you. It's like even if a girl is like
he
little
doesn't
dick,
like you.
I'd be like, your personality sucks. Whatever.
So yeah, I got a tenis.
Yeah.
You're dumb.
Yeah, I literally can't stand being around you. I'll take my
tenis?
Average size penis. Also, it depends on the country you live in.
True.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I saw the condom charts.
One man's tenis is another man's donger.
Exactly, dude.
One nation's tenis. If you got tenis in Congo,
yeah,
why don't you head
move.
Over here?
Just move. Come here.
Move to Nebraska.
Oh, my God.
Break out that Congolese tenis.
Yeah, exactly. Break out that Congolese 6.5. People are like, oh, nice. Nice dick. Wahlburgers, I think, is better than Shake Shack.
100%. Oh, I got a new dude to fucking hate.
Who?
The fucking Rock.
Oh, yeah, I've been hating
The Rock fucking sucks.
Dude, I've been hating The Rock.
I know, you've been, like, messaging him that you're going to make him come. Isn't that all your Twitter
I've
was?
I sent him some gay shit, yeah. I sent The Rock some gay shit. My mom
He's
found
only
out.
Gotten worse, dude.
My mom found out, got mad about it.
I was so hungover on... Oh, here we go.
He
I forgot about
thing
this.
With Kevin Hart. He's always like, yeah, what's up, little man?
That's one of the gayest fucking... Yeah. Those two...
Their manufactured bromance might be like the lamest shit.
Oh, my God. So I wake up. I'm sorry.
I'll go
back to this.
No,
but I've been trying to find The Rock's Instagram.
Yeah, this is how this all started.
Gayest shit.
So this is the morning you woke up.
So I woke up as hungover as possible.
That was a good backstory for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wake up the most hungover I've been in a long time, laying in bed looking at Instagram, and I'm looking at The Rock's Instagram, and it's the gayest shit in the world.
God.
He, like, takes pictures of, like, because he has cheat days once a week where he'll eat, like, 30 cookies. And then, like, talk about it and be like, I worked my ass off for these delicious cookies. It's like, dude, shut up.
You're such a dork.
But this one is a picture of him about to work out.
Yeah.
And it says, I'm nice, but I don't play nice, ever.
Wow.
I chalk my calluses up, get to work, and fucking disrupt.
Okay, Rock. Fucking.
What a fucking dildo.
Yeah, man. Fucking keep working out your home gym, dude. It's like, go for it. Yeah, I've been turned off by his stuff a lot.
Toss in fucking anxiety and depression of an immense hangover.
And you talk about a guy just disrupting.
And a jack dude that's like, fucking, I'm nice, but I don't play nice, ever. It's like, dude, you're like 50. Shut the fuck up.
You're on fucking male testosterone.
I chalk my calluses up, get to work, and fucking disrupt.
It's like, well, dude, if I was taking
fucking
steroids.
Disrupt?
Dude, if I was taking like testosterone therapy, I'd probably be waking up at 5 o'clock and chalking up my calluses too. But it's like, I have to rely on my normal hormonal profile because I'm not a fucking psycho. So it's like, hey, yeah, if I shot fucking 2,000 cc's into my ass every morning, I'd be up on Instagram like, I want to fucking get up.
Here's his hashtag Sunday cheat meal. Cookie train rolls on.
That's such a fun
I'll go to hell for this one, but not before I take these cookies to Pound Town while watching the OG Trailblazer himself, Quincy Jones, doc on Netflix. Love it. I mean, need to have tequila one day with this brilliant man. If you ain't cheating, then you ain't eating, my friends.
The fact that he's trying to
fuck
get him,
you.
The fact that he's trying to, like, I can't even think of a way to say it, but like, social media commoditized this whole like, I like cookies. It's like, dude. Fucking eat some cookies and shut the fuck up about it. You don't have to turn this into a big thing.
Yeah.
Eat like, your fucking cookies.
I'm not nice. That was my hangover. Just spent reading, looking at The Rock's Instagram with one eye, just fucking laying in a hotel bed naked. Just fucking piece of shit.
That's so funny. The governor, so whoever's trying to oppose Tom Wolf came out and said he's going to stomp his face with golf cleats.
Yeah, that
But it was preceded with Tom Wolf. Trying to say, like, whatever this guy does for a living, I think he actually is a trash guy. He has a trash company.
Oh,
Tom Wolf.
Don't fuck with them, Tommy.
Yeah, dude. Tom Wolf came at his, like, trash business, basically being like, he doesn't do that. Trying to say he was a deadbeat and doesn't pay things.
Damn.
This dude was like,
I'll kill you, dude.
I'll fucking face in golf leagues, dude. I don't know if you'll know about independent waste haulers, dude, but it's an industry associated.
Yeah, I found out.
A lot of times with organized crime.
Yeah, I found out, dude. Don't talk to them. Don't even try to say, let's not do this. Don't show any weakness to them. Don't acknowledge that they exist.
The trash men build themselves
Scott
up.
Scott Wagner.
That's Wagner. The guy's name, Wagner.
I think it's Wagner. He's the guy who has signs all along the turnpike that are like, Scott Wagner.
I'll
the,
stomp your face with
greedy,
golf, please.
The guy greedy politicians fear.
Damn,
every time I see
it,
I'm like, dude, greedy politicians are so fearful.
Tom Wolf, dude, is a greedy politician.
Every greedy politician fears Wagner.
I just saw Chappelle talking with some other guy on it. I think it was NBC or CNN. It was Chappelle, an anchor, some black dude, I forget his name, and then some like politician. And they're asking Chappelle about like all the you know, what Kanye's up to, all this stuff. And like when they asked Chappelle about Kanye, he just went and started walking on the stage. Like, I'm out of here. And he left. And then, like, he came out and was like, yeah, I fucking like him, man. You know, it is what it is. And then, but the politician would be like, keep jumping in on stuff and be like, people want to scapegoat people. This is just that. The party that really helps people when it comes down to is Democrats. Blah, 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 blah. And it's like, you're scapegoating people right now, dude. Shut up. Yeah. Like, I would just love for someone to be like, on with a politician, but you're a fucking freak, dude. Like, just talk like a normal person.
Yeah.
Stop doing your weird act as a politician. What do you actually think?
Yeah.
Having, like, I don't know what you're doing. It's like, you guys are fucking freaks.
I think we're going to get
shapeshifters.
Yeah, I think we're going to get to a point where this is me. I'm doing Joe Rogan right now.
Oracle?
Whoa. Where the cybernetic future.
I love your split brain. We're like, I got a good idea. And the other part comes around the back and it's like, you're fucking gay, dude.
Yeah, dude. Don't ever try to sound smart. You're fucking fat and gay. Every time, dude. You can listen to any one of these episodes. If I try to say something intellectual, I'm instantly fucking gay. I'm gay for this. But here's the thought. Same thing with movies, like the dialogue in movies, like when it's corny.
Yeah.
Like when you're like, people don't talk like that.
Yeah.
I think that's going away.
Yeah.
And then I think like the same way it used to when they're like, meh, see, meh.
Yeah.
Like people are like, no one talks like this.
Yeah.
And then it's still like dialogue in movies is improving to the point where it's like, this is a real conversation.
Yeah, for sure.
Nobody has a witty response every fucking time.
Yeah.
Nobody's charming constantly. Like all when that.
You see cops go to a crime scene. They're like, whoa, somebody was, let's take a burger. Yeah. Like somebody was hungry.
Yeah. It's like, no, dude, they show up and like, oh Jesus Christ.
There's a whole group of people who love that shit, man. Like,
yeah, idiots.
Yeah.
But
they were a guy, like every fucking dude in every movie is like at some point, like a certain type of movie hits his walk-in closet, and there's like 16 watches, 50 button-down shirts, and it's just a whole scene of this guy getting dressed, and it's like...
Yeah, it's The Rock.
That's real. Yeah, exactly, it's dude.
The fucking Rock.
Who are like, I have so many... Let's check out my wardrobe.
Look at all my cufflinks.
All I have are suits in my closet.
I love cufflinks and working out, and I disrupt. Yeah. It's like, you're a fucking... You're in Jumanji, dude. You don't disrupt, you fucking loser. Fuck The Rock. All right, back to this point.